Hi, welcome back to another episode of Being Americanized Japanese. My name is Riona.
And this is Abe.
And let's get this episode started. Japanese.
American.
はい、今週も始まりました。Being Americanized Japanese はアメリカ人化した日本人、私レオナと日本とアメリカのハーフのエイブさんと一緒に日本語と英語で話していくポッドキャストです。では最初に私たちの最初のコーナー、レオナとエイブのチェックインタイムから入っていきたいと思います。
Japanese
American
レオナとエイブのチェックインタイムは私たちが過ごしてきた2週間の日常の出来事などを皆さんにシェアするコーナーです。
So our check-in time is us explaining what we've done since the last episode we recorded.
Explaining? Explaining?
Yeah.
説明する?
Yeah.
では、なんかないですか? シェアしたいこと。
I feel like we've done a lot, but I don't know if anything is really interesting. Of course, we've hung out with a lot of friends,
mm-hmm.
right? I guess one thing thatmight be interesting to share is we did go to another anime convention. Very short period of time, maybe just 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it was different than the one we've been to before. But what I think is interesting is just how crowded America has become now that the pandemic is over.
Okay.
It's like so normal to be in a crowded area again.
そうだね。混んでるっていうか、人の集まりが多くなったっていう感じで、一箇所に何人も人がいるようになってきたっていう感じだよね。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that was so crowded, it was hard to walk around.
Yeah, 本当のこと言うと、ちょっとuncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
マスクはつけてたけど、なんかつけてない人もいたから、急すぎてびっくりした。
Yeah, it seems like...From what I heard, though, a lot of people are still wearing masks at that event.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are still very serious about wearing masks at that event.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine, compared to somewhere like Japan,
mm-hmm.
it's still not enough.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Japan also has big events, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like probably in Japan, more people wear masks versus America.
Yeah. そうだね。あの、カツカンって言うんですけど、に参加して、あの、会場にいるのは無料なんだよね。
Yes.
ただそのイベントブースに行くのがそのチケット料が必要、
yeah.
チケット料っていうのが、まあ、チケット払わないといけなくて、うちらは無料でこうただコスプレを見に行きたかっただけなので見に行きました。でカツカンってカツ丼のカツなんだよね。
I don't know.
I saw the kanji.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, katsudo no convention de katsukan.
Oh, I thought it was like, kachimasu, like,
katsu. No. Seikatsu no katsu, とか katsudo.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, so, for me, Leona wa passport no shashin o toru ni ikimashita.
Oh.
Sono katsukan no mae ni.
Right.
De, Nihon wa sa, nanka kou, mensetsu...の時写真つけるじゃん。
Mm.
で、それって、it's like a photo booth outside?、
Mm-hmm.
なんかアメリカのフォトブーフみたいな感じなんだけど、そういうところでアメリカでは写真を撮らず、なんか写真屋さんとか、
mm-hmm.
ドラッグストアとかで写真を撮るんだけど、
yes.
もっと興味深いのが、what's more interesting is アメリカはすごい人種の人がいるから、
mm-hmm.
パスポートの写真を撮りたいって言ったら、あ、どのパスポートですかって聞かれるよね。
Right.
Is it American passport?
Yeah,
って聞かれて、
yeah.
まあ、いろんな人、いろんな国からの人がいるから、で、いろんな国の、あの、requirement、
mm-hmm.
写真の大きさって決まってるから、それを言って、あ、撮れますとか撮れないとか、あるらしいんだけど、それはちょっと日本と違うかなと。
Probably, because I imagine if you're in Japan, you only get, like, the Japanese passport,、
mm-hmm.
right?And maybe if you go to, like, the embassy, maybe they can take your picture.
Oh, I don't know.
But, right, in America, like Riona said, we have so many foreigners in the country living there. When you're getting your passport picture taken, they ask, which passport, yeah. American or something else.
Yeah.
And luckily, America and Japan is the same size picture.
Yes.
So that wouldn't work perfectly well. But we looked it up, and other countries have different sizes. Yeah. Maybe it's more square, maybe it's longer, maybe yeah. it's bigger.
We looked it up. っていうのは検索した理由が、レオナの後に来た人がカナダ人で、カナダのパスポートの写真を必要としてて、その時にレオナがカナダの写真の大きさを検索したら、カナダはちょっと大きめ、
yeah.
日本とアメリカより。So,
That's interesting though. Like, America and Japan's the same,
yeah.
even though they're in the opposite side
yeah.
of the planet.
Yeah.
And Canada and US are right next to each other.
Yep.
And honestly, the countries are very similar.
Yeah, he speaks English.
Both speak English, culturally very similar,
yeah.
but the passport size is different.
Yeah.
And I also thought it was really interesting because, you know, when we went to go get your passport picture, I didn't expect so many people to also get their passport picture taken, right?
What do you mean?
Because we went to a camera store,
yeah.
right? And I thought, oh, maybe, you know, we're the only ones doing the passport picture. Mm, mm. But there was like two or three other people.
まあそれもあれかもよ。コロナが明けて。
Mm.
Like,
so timing.
いろんな人がまあ旅行したい感じ。で、パスポート期限切れたりとか、リニューアルしないといけないとか。進行？進行？
You're probably right.
So for me, レオナはもう少しで期限が切れちゃうので、その前にするっていうあれなんですけど、Yeah. で、その上、今持ってるのが10年パスポートだから、最後にパスポートや、ね、手続きしたの10年前で、You can now do it electronically.、
Mm.
オンラインでこう打つかや、なんか書類を記入して、印刷してっていうことが可能できるようになってて、まあ、すごい、進化してってるなと思った。
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It has been, it's getting involved.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah. But that's one thing for me. Other things we have done is like...
We went skiing.
Yeah, but その前に、友達の誕生日だったので、30歳の。
Right.
なので、そのお祝いを、3日連続かな、か、そうだね。
Yeah.
かじゃないや。金曜日、土曜日、日曜日ってやって、まあ、クラブ、バーに行ったり、晩ご飯を食べたり、トップゴルフって言って、ゴルフ、まあ、打つところに行ったりしたんだけど。
Mm. Yeah. We only spent 2 days with him, even though he did like a 3-day
celebration. Yeah, 金曜日行かなかったね。
Yeah.
Yeah. But anything else? So yeah, you were talking about skiing.
Yeah, skiing and snowboarding.We went on the, I guess it's the last day of the year,、
mm-hmm.
because where we are in America, it's starting to get warm again.
そう、この間21度だったかな。
Mm-hmm.
で、今週、もう10度に入ってきてるので、10半ば ?15 度とか。あ、yeah. 10度の始まりか、11、12とか、15とか。もう春だよね。
Yes, it's basically spring、
yeah.
now.
早めの春。
Right.So even when we went to go skiing and snowboarding, a lot of the mountain was closed、
mm-hmm.
because the snow had melted for a lot of the trails.
Yep.
So yes, we're entering the warm season.
Yeah, 春が近づいてきますっていうことなんですけど。Anything else you want to share?
I think the last thing that we did that is worth mentioning、mm-hmm. is we did have another friend's birthday.And we went to a winery.
Yeah.
And I think this might have been the first time we went to a winery.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess you've gone before without me, but that's fine.
But winery っていうのは、すごいアメリカ人が好きな、なんていうの、集まりみたいなやることかな。
Yeah, yeah.
本当に普通にワインを飲んで、こう喋るって会話するっていうイベントみたいな、いや遊び方、
yeah, yeah.
なんだけど、誕生日にそのワイン屋さんに行ってテントみたいなのを借りて、テントの中でちょっとおつまみだから アメリカのピザとか、シャクルリーボード。
シャクルリーボード、
yeah. シャクルリーボード。Can't say it.
That's a hard word to say.
Yeah, あのハムとか、あの、
チーズ
とか、まあ、クラッカーとか、まあ、
yeah.
そんなのが乗っかってて、ジャムとか、それをつまみながら、こう話すみたいな。をして。
Yeah, and it was like,you know, a wineries where they make wine. So obviously they had big fields. It was basically like a farm.
Yeah, 田舎にちょっと行かないといけないね。
Yes, definitely.
Winery って言ったら大概。But Americans love it.
Yes. Some of the people that we went with, they've been to like many different wineries in the area. Like one couple, they were like, they had a membership for this winery.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a really common...activity for Americans.
Yeah, 居酒屋に行くのと同じ感じなのかな?
You think so?
アメリカ、日本人が居酒屋に行くのと、アメリカ人がワイナリーに行くの。だっておつまみもあって、こう喋るじゃん。ただもうちょっとワイナリーっていうのは、あの朝、日中にするイベントで、居酒屋ってもうちょっと夜って感じじゃん。
And I feel like winery is also like a little more fancy and rich.
Yeah, お金かかるね。やっぱり、ワインだから。But yeah, that's what we did. Also, skiing is also, America だとお金持ちがやることっていうイメージがあるんだけど、日本はちょっと違うよね。まあ、そんな感じでしたね。
Yep.
今までの2週間。まあ、今月2月がやっと終わり、ちょっとね、忙しかったんですけど、2月、3月はもうちょっとゆったり、ゆっくり、月かなと思いたいんですが We'll see about that、
yes.
But that's about it for Riona and Abe's check-in time So let's get into our next segment What's going on in America?
Japanese
American
So what's going on in America は今現在アメリカで流行っていること話題になっていることなどを皆さんにシェアするコーナーです
So what's going on in America is us discussingWhat has been popular in the news and social media?
Yeah. So what is going on?
So I feel like the news has been pretty quiet recently. And I feel like in social media, there hasn't been many big discussions or viral things.
Yes, but to be honest, まだリアナのこと話してるのが多いなと思う。
Oh, you think so?
前のエピソードリリースしてから未だにまだリアナのパフォーマンスやっと落ち着いてきたかなって感じ。So for like 1週間半ぐらいもう続けて何回も何回も何回もリアナのなんかパフォーマンスに関してとかねいろいろ目に入ってきてたかな。でやっと落ち着いてきたって感じ。
Okay, I didn't see much, but I believe it. I mean, it's the biggest show of the year.
Yeah.
But I think there is something that maybe it's not.That popular in social media, but in our friend groups, it's very popular.
Oh, nani?
And that is Physical 100.
Ah, Physical
Peck. Physical Peck.
Yeah.
So Physical 100 is a Netflix TV show, Korean Netflix TV show, where...100 people do physical challenges to see who is the, has the best body, right? Whether it's strong, fast, stamina, balance, you know.
100人の人がこう、あの、誰が一番強いかとか、スタミナが一番高い人は誰かとかいうコンペのテレビ、Netflix のテレビ番組、あの、2月にリリースされたのかな ?2 月かな ?2 月の、違う、1月だね。
Yeah, yeah.
1月の終わりぐらいにリリースされてでつい最近終わった感じかな最後のエピソードが、
yes.
で今うちらの友達のサークルの中では話題になっているあのネットフリックスの番組なんだけど韓国でもちょっと話題になってるらしいんだけど
Yes, yes, I think so
Yeah
Yeah, and it's I'm like kind of surprised at how many people are watching it You know,、yeah. for I think for a lot of people it reminds them of Squid Game
Yes,
right?
yes.
Obviously, no one dies because this is a real competition.
Right, そうだね。
But the games are like very big and crazy.
Yeah. Squid Game に似てるっていうのもあるし、あと韓国ドラマが好きな人も見てる感じだし、
yes.
あと健康に に注意してる人か、あのジムに通ってる人とか、
mm-hmm. yep, yep.
あのマッチョの人とかも見れる番組だから、なんか3 groups of people、
yeah.
が見てる感じかな。だからすごいオーバーラップがあるかなと思う。Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, even like when we went to the winery, we、yeah. met new people.
Yes.
And a lot of them were watching Physical 100.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, if I go to dance practice, maybe like half the people are watching Physical
100. やっぱり体運動する人たちだから。
Yeah.
それも、それも含めて。And
then a lot are Korean also.
Yeah, まあそれもあるけど、それが理由で見てる人もいるし、どんなとこにね、あのまあ健康には注意してるけど、そこまでしてない方で。韓国のドラマを見てる方じゃないし、ただあのcompetitive、コンペティション的なテレビ番組が好きだから見始めたっていうのはあるかな。
Yeah. And you know, on TikTok, I actually see a lot of Physical 100.
あ、本当。
Yeah. And it's just like interesting because I didn't expect it to be this popular.、
うん、
Now, it's not the most popular show in America,、
right.
but it's
definitely... でもトップ10に入ってるよね、Netflix の。
Yes, top 10.
アメリカではね。
So, I recommend people watch it. It's very entertaining.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a lot of times you watch the competition and you're like, oh, who's going to win? I don't know, because a lot of the challenges are very unique,
yeah.
in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, yes, that is something I recommend you watch. It was very popular in America. I'm sure in Japan and Korea, it's mm-hmm. also very popular.
Mm-hmm.
But that is something that has been talked about a lot in social media and our friend groups.
Yeah, that is true. 他に何か?
That's all I had.
どんなね、一つあるんだけど、これは昨日なんか目に入ってきた。
Okay.
Something I noticed starting yesterday. あの、celebrity drama.、
Mm.
あの、セリーナ・ゴメスとジャスティン・ビーバーが中心の人じゃないんだけど、つながりがジャスティン・ビーバーっていうので。
Okay, okay.
セリーナ・ゴメス and...Hailey Bieber? Is that her name? Justin Bieber's
wife? I have no idea.
I think it's Hailey.
I don't know.
まあ、そんぐらい、どんな、あの、セレブリティに関して、あの、知らない。そう、Haley だね。Hailey Bieber って言うんだけど、なんか今、ちょっとバズってるんだよね。二人の関係。
うん。
で、I think a lot of people know, but Selena Gomez は元、あの、ジャスティン・ビーバーの元彼女。
Right,
で、
right.
ヘイリー・ビーバー、and Justin Bieber is married, so husband and wife って感じなんだけど、結婚しているカップルなんだけど、なんかあの、セリーナが、this is Leona の、あの、テイクね。
うん、
セリーナが TikTok かなんか SNS で、その眉毛を直したかなんか。
Oh, okay.
っていう、直したっていうか、こう、整えに行ったみたいな、サロンに行ったみたいなことをポストしたら、Hailey posted, we say something shady or like reading、Selena. で、な、悪口を直接彼女に向かって彼女に言ってますっていうんじゃなくて、こうちょっとそういうニュアンスがついたものをポストしたんだよね。
Okay.
で、やっぱり、あの、you know, public,、
right.
みんなこう、うん、Selena に向かって言ってるんじゃないのかなっていうドラマが始まったわけよ。
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
で、やっぱり女の子たちだよね、セリーナとヘイリーっていうのは。
Right, right.
で、まあ多分それ以上にもっと深いものがあると思うんだけど、there's something more deeper than that probably.、
Mm.
But なんかそれだけじゃなくて、今までもヘイリーがこちょっとなんかいじめっぽくセリーナにアタックしてるみたいなポストが、その、
okay, okay.
それだけじゃなく他にもあったよみたいなことがこうちょっと出てきてて、
mm.
今あのこうドラマが始まってるらしいんだけど、多くの人がセリーナの方に寄ってる。They support Selena. So、mm-hmm. Selena ってあの、makeup line? They have, she has a makeup line.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Girls are buying that to support her. で、あと、なんかそのドラマが始まったから、結局、does Justin really like Hailey? みたいな質問も出てきてるし。
Mm-hmm.
まあその、だから3人って言ったんだけど、ちょっとそこがちょっとドラマが始まってきてるかなっていう感じ、アメリカでは。
Mm-hmm.
Nothing yeah. interesting for you.
No, not for me. But I think one thing that we kind of have to emphasize is, of course, Justin Bieber is like very famous, mm. also in Japan.
Mm.
But I don't know how famous Selena Gomez is in Japan.
Oh, okay.
And I think she's probably not that famous because her music is not that popular, even in America.
Yeah.
So I imagine in Japan, it's also probably not that popular too.
Mm.
But Selena Gomez was very popular as an actress. And like you said, she has her makeup. And I think at one point, she was like number three for most followers on Instagram.
Oh.
Maybe not anymore.
Right.
But that kind of shows you how famous she is in America.
Yeah.
You know, even though she doesn't have like any like really big movies or big TV shows or big songs, she just does a little of everything. And I think because she's also very like a positive person, that a lot of people like her.
Yeah.
So I understand that she probably has a lot of fans defending her.
まあ、それについてシェアしたいなと思いました。昨日知ったので、まあ、これからもうちょっと盛り上がってくるかなと思いますが。
Okay.
But...Yeah, those two are it for today. That was what's going on in America. So let's get into the main topic.
Japanese.
American.
はい、では今週のメイントピックは何についてですか?
So we're going to talk kind of similar to the last topic for what's going on in America. We're going to talk about some differences in how Japanese and American people view relationships.
Okay.Last topic was on Rihanna の performance だから、その前の前ね。Two episodes ago, which was on America's relationship and marriage.
Yeah, because
we did, last episode, it was halftime or...
Right.
なんだっけ? Super Bowl.
Yeah, but this time I want to focus on something more specific than just relationships, but specifically how America and Japan views cheating.
Uwaki, ne?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this is, you know, we don't have that much experience with Japan's dating culture, right? We both have never lived in Japan when we're like dating age.
Yeah.
Right? And we only know things from social media, YouTube, and like rumors.
Yeah.
Right? But we have heard some things about how Japan is, and we know how America is.
Right.
So we're going to compare to like what we think we know about Japan and what we know about America.
Yeah. つい最近、それに関しての YouTube ビデオを見たよね。
Yes.
Do you remember who it's by, 誰からで、the title of the video?You might have to go to like, history とか見て検索しないといけないかもしれないけど、まあ、そのビデオが、一人の男性の人が日本で、男性にインタビューするんだけど、日本に、まあ、you know what I mean. 日本で一人の男性が日本人男性にインタビューしてて、で、その質問が、What, do you remember the question?
Is, are Japanese guys really cheaters?
日本人の男性は本当に浮気をする人たちなのか、人たちっていうのもおかしいけど、人なのかっていう質問で、何人が浮気するか、したか、するか、したことがないか、してないかみたいな、ね、インタビューをしてたんだけど、結局結果的には、Do you remember the result?
So, from my memory, so this YouTuber, his name is Jesse O-G-N. So, J-E-S-S-E.O-G-N. And he's half black, half Japanese. And from my memory is about half the guys said they have experienced cheating. Which, in my opinion, is a lot.
Okay. American 人の目線からしたら多い方。多いっていう。
But he also asked, do you know anybody that's cheated? Any guys, Japanese guys that have cheated?
彼女から浮気されたってこと?
No. Do any of your friends cheat, basically?
Ah, 知ってる人で浮気してた人知っているかってことね。
And 100% of the guys said yes. Right? Maybe that's not as surprising because, you know many people.
Yeah.
Right? But the fact that it's like 100%, I was like, oh, okay. Like, yes, I know people that have cheated. But it's not a lot.It's very rare, in my opinion. So, it's still a little surprising.
Yeah. で、その YouTube ビデオを見て、まあ思いついたのがこのエピソードっていう感じだよね。で、実際に言うと、まあ、そうだね。日本は、まあこれが一つの、話題、 like a topic として話したいのが、日本は浮気する人たちが浮気する人数が多い割には、浮気したらすごい like punished、
yeah.
なんか反省させられるって感じがあるんだけど、 like people in Japan、I just realized you don't know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
、in Japan, I feel like there are people who cheat a lot.
Yeah.
Compared to America.
Right.
And they get, when they get found out, when people find out,
yeah.
they get punished more.
So, I don't think that's true.
Oh, it's opposite?
I think people in Japan cheat more from like rumors and from like videos and those kind of things. I feel like in Japanese culture, it's like, oh yeah, that happens, right? But I don't think they get punished more. I think they get punished less. And that's why it happens more. I think in America, if someone cheats, like 90% of the time, it's already you break up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Even like marriage, you break up. But in Japan, it seems like even a lot of married people, they cheat. Yeah. And then they just stay together. Right?
それも、うん、あるね。Yeah.
And I think also in Japan, you have these things that are like borderline cheating.
どういう意味? Borderline って。
So, for example, you have like kabakura, right?
Host club, kabakura,
snack.
Snack, yeah.
Like those things where...
そういう場所があるっていうことね。
Yeah. And a lot of married people go.
Yeah.
Right? Or a lot of, not even married, but people in relationships, they go.
Yeah.
And I think in America... If you went to those places, girlfriends and wives would say, no, that's cheating.
Ah, in America.
Yeah.
そうだね。アメリカだとストリップ、strip club?
Yeah.
に行くと、もうそれ行く自体浮気になるっていう人が多いね。
Yeah, yeah. Not everyone.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of girls and a lot of guys think that way.
聞かないといけないっていうのあるよね。
Right, exactly.
But in Japan...聞かなくて言ってもバレないじゃんっていうのもあるけど、聞くよね。
Yeah. And yeah. like, you know, even like in Japan, and this is technically illegal, but they also have like a lot of like soap land, soapuran, right? And that doesn't really exist in America. But something like that also, I feel like, leads to like that happens more and there's like cheating...involved in that as well.
Yeah.
In America, if you're cheating, it's usually because you find a girl at a bar or
yeah.
you have a friend or that you cheat with. I don't know. Stuff like that.
まあ、整理すると、日本は浮気しやすいように場所が作られている。
Yeah, yeah.
でもその割にはアメリカはまず最初にそういう場所がないっていうね。クラブとか、クラブとかはあるけどバーとかは。
Yeah.
Strip club, there is a strip club とかあるけど、それ日本ほど場所がないっていうのもあるよね。
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. その上、アメリカはもし、例えば、友達とか仕事かの理由で、なんか集まって遊びに行くっていうことになると、奥さんとか彼女に聞かないといけないっていうのあるよね。
Right, right.
Right, because sometimes, そういうイベントに行く自体怪しまれるから。
Right, right.
Right, I don't know about Japan. 日本はどうかわからないけど。
Yeah, I don't know.
日本はなんか仕事だからとか。
Yeah.
いうのがあるよね。でもアメリカは仕事でも No っていうのもあって、行かない人がいる。
Yes, yes. Yeah, I don't know. And like, you know, I feel like also, That, yeah, that's hard. And it probably depends on, like, the couple, too. Maybe even where you live in America. Because America is big, right? So maybe some cities are, like, more open to, like, oh, we don't talk to our wives or husbands if we're going out. I don't know. But in Japan, at least my feeling is, you know, people after work, especially in the cities, because you take, like, the train, you don't...always just come back home. You sometimes like stay out and you know you don't come home till late and it's not necessarily like a problem. Versus in America, I feel like there's more like, you know, people are watching more detailed of where are you, you know, are you driving, like how are you getting from place to place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because America is a more driving country as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also just have heard that in Japan, like, people just cheat more. And it's almost like expected that it'll happen in your life.
Yeah. あの、例として、for example, うちらが大学生の時に留学生とか日本から来るんだけど、大体彼女彼氏の人たちは浮気してたかなと思う。
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird. And like, maybe if there might be some Japanese listeners that are like, oh no, it's not that common,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And there might be some that are like, oh yeah, it's unfortunately too common. But I think compared to America, like, I just don't, in America, I don't know many people that cheat. And the people that I do know that cheated are like Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. It's just like not, and maybe it's also people don't talk about it publicly in America versus Japan. That could be it.
So kamo ne. Yeah.
Right? But it's just strange. But that kind of also leads me into like another thing that I think is really strange, the difference between Japan and America,
mm-hmm.
is that in Japan, it seems like it's more common to cheat. That's what it seems like, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true, but that's what it seems like. But in Japan, it also seems like when celebrities cheat, it's really big news.
ああ、浮気をアメリカより多くしてるみたいなのに、もし芸能人とかがこうニュースで浮気をしてたっていうのがバレる、報道されてしまうと、It's a
big deal.
Big deal, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like,
wait, didn't I just say that in the beginning? Like, very beginning of this conversation? And you said,
no,
I think
you said they get punished.I don't know if we were talking about celebrities, though.
Oh, I was referring to punish, as in celebrities.
Oh, sorry, maybe I missed that.
もしかしたら、あの、クリアに行ってなかったかもしれないけど、yeah. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
あの、なんだっけ、AKB の女の子。
Yeah, I don't know her name.
AKB だったよね。
Yeah, but I don't think she was cheating. I think she just had a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
But like, for example, like, remember, like, Becky...
Yeah.
She was caught cheating.
Yeah.
And her career, like, ended for a bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, she just couldn't get work for a while.
Yeah.
Right? Or, like, there was another celebrity that cheated. But it's like, you know, all of a sudden, oh, the voice actor for
Jujutsu
Kaisen, right?
Yeah. Lisa no
dannasan. Yeah. And he's lost his job.
Yeah.
Because he was cheating.
Yeah.
In America, that would never happen.
Yeah.
In America, some people cheat and they become more famous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like the opposite effect.
Yeah.
In America, it seems like a lot of celebrities, if it's not illegal,
yeah.
Then people are like, oh, that's cool. Right? Yeah. Not like...
まあ、cool とは思ってないかもしれない
けど。Like, interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Like Will Smith's wife.
Yeah.
Right? She cheated on Will Smith.
Yeah.
But people are like on, like they like her,
yeah.
right? And it's not like she didn't lose popularity because of that.
Yeah.
And then when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, people are like, why are you defending your wife that's a cheater?
Yeah.
And the other half of the people are like, no, you have to defend your wife more because you know she's willing to cheat. Right? Which is like, to me, crazy.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of Americans that are like,Yeah, she's a cheater, so work harder to make her not cheat.
Yeah.
It's just the opposite of Japan,
from
what I can tell.
Yeah, that was a lot of kotoba, words.
Sorry.
But, yeah, 日本だと浮気するとすごい問題になって、あの、英語だと canceled,
sure.
right?
Yeah, canceled.
あの、芸能人だとね。
Yeah.
でもその反対にはアメリカは、まあ、浮気っていう行動自体はすごいダメなことだっていう意識がすごい高い割には、セレブリティだと許されるっていうか、逆にそれを使ってもっと有名になるっていう感じが多いかなと思う。
Yeah. Sometimes.
And I think so too. I don't know why. Maybe Americans like more drama. なんか、あ、この人とこの人たちがつながってたんだみたいな。じゃあこのもう一人の本当に付き合ってた人はどうなってるのかとか、こういう関係性がすごい気になるアメリカっていうのもあるのかなと思うけど、
Yeah. Yeah, Americans like, and of course this is not true for all celebrities. I'm sure there's some examples of celebrities cheating and then they get canceled in America, right? Maybe because the person that got cheated on was really popular, right? Mm-hmm. I think it all depends. But I feel like American celebrities don't get punished as much as Japanese celebrities do. No. In general.
No.
And this includes cheating.
Yeah.
But the reason why I think this is extra interesting is because when it's not a celebrity, when it's a normal person, it seems like they get punished less.
どこで?
In America versus Japan. Right? Like, Japanese celebrities get punished a lot for cheating compared to America. But the normal person gets punished less when compared to America.
今言ってたのが、あの、有名人とか芸能人とかの、あの、シチュエーションだけど、もし一般人、if it was normal people, 日本だと緩くなってるっていうのかな、緩く乱れているけど、その反対にアメリカは、まあ、それこそあの離婚とか別れるっていう決断になるんだよね。That is true.
Like, in America, it's not uncommon, right? This happens where, let's say, I have a friend, right? And he starts dating a girl. Now, because of that, now I am friends with this girl.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then the guy cheats on his girlfriend.
Yes.
It is very possible that I will stop being friends with the guy and stay friends with the girl.
In America?
In America.
Okay.
Even though, like, the reason I know the girl is through the guy.
Hi.
But because in America, I think it's more, like, stronger where we punish cheaters, where I would be like, oh, I'm no longer friends with the guy, he's a cheater, I'll just stay friends.
間違ってる人が罰を受けるって感じだよね。
Right, like,
エイブさんが言ってたのは、エイブさんの友達を通してその彼女を知ったんだけど、そのもしエイブさんの友達が浮気をしたら、浮気をした友達を捨てて、そのもともと友達を通して知った友達と、まあ、彼女だよね。
Yeah.
と、まあ、remain friends、
right.
友達いるっていうパターンが多いのもあるよね。またはその反対に言うっていうのもあるよね、アメリカ人はね。あ、浮気してって知ったら、I need to tell this person.
Right, right.
Hey, by the way.
Right.
そのパターンと、あと、結構聞くのが女子の中でね。付き合ってたって知らなかった時に、こう、あの、デートとかに行ってて、あ、この人彼女いたんだって知ったパターンのストーリーは、その、知った彼女が、その、もう一人の彼女に連絡するっていう。Hey, is this your boyfriend? って言って、もし Yes って言われたら、Oh, I didn't know, but he is cheating on you, and I'm the person. とか言うのが普通のシナリオだよね、ストーリーだよね。まあこう、ドラマが多いね。
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure these situations also happen in Japan, right? Where a girl finds out that someone has a boyfriend and she contacts the girl, right?
Yeah.
Or like your friend cheats and you're like, okay, I'm not going to be friends with you, but I'll still be friend with your boyfriend or girlfriend, right? I'm sure that happens. But based on the video that we watched, the YouTube video, where he asked, do you know anyone that's cheated? Have any of your friends cheated? And all of them said yes. It makes me think like, oh, so you're still friends with them, even though they cheated. So this is just a feeling, but I feel like in Japan, at least for guys, right? If you cheat, if you cheat, your friends are not going to abandon you.
Yeah. 友達は友達って感じ。
Right.
そうだね。まあ実際日本に住んでて日本の友達がいて、日本の友達が浮気をしたっていう経験はないけど、イメージとしてそんな感じがある。
Right, right. I don't know. It's just like so different than, and maybe I'm wrong, right? Maybe it's not that way. But if it is, it's so different than how American culture is.
Mm.
And, you know, we talk about a lot how there's like, sometimes America is like a little more rude or a little more less polite and those kind of things. They're not considerate in certain ways. But this is something where I'm like kind of surprised that Japan is the opposite of
America. Yurui って感じで、it's like loose.
Yeah.
他に関してのことはすごい厳しくてちゃんとしてるんだけど、この浮気とかについてなるとちょっとゆるいかなっていう。いや、イメージ的にはね。
Right.
もしかしたら他のことがすごい厳しいからそう感じるのかもしれないけど、
right.
Maybe everything else is so strict that this sounds even more like chill about it.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, and like I feel like even in like Japanese dramas, this is like a common theme, right?
Mm.
Cheating.
Mm.
And I know like there's this common idea that like, oh, the there's like a housewife and then there's a guy that's at work all the time. And because the wife is at home all the time.
Ah, drama で見るね。
Yeah, it's very common.
I mean, アメリカのドラマでもそういう浮気っていうのは出てくるよ、でも。
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah.
I just think it's more common in Japanese dramas. And like the housewife is home all the time, so she meets new people and then she cheats. The husband's working all the time, but you know, then he like has a coworker or meets someone before he goes home and then tells his wife, oh, I have to work longer, but it's really cheating.
Yeah.
Things like that.
あとなんか浮気っていうのを冗談で使ってるよね、日本ね。Like use cheating as like a comical thing sometimes.
Yeah.
こう冗談で、あ、浮気してるでしょみたいなことを言うから、テレビとかで。それは絶対、like, it's not a thing in America. You can't cheat, I mean, you can't say that. 言えないよね、そういう冗談としては。
Yeah, 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 you can't.
So, そこも違うなと思う。
I think like a good example of how America views cheating is when a long time ago we talked about the Try Guys.
Yeah. Cheating. Oh, that was big.
Right? Like all of those guys are no longer friends with the guy that cheated.
Yeah.
Right? Ned.
Yeah.
And like, yes, they're celebrities. So like, you know, but they're also not like, you know, super famous celebrities, so I think most people treated them like a non-celebrity, right? But everyone was really upset, like all the fans and all the viewers. Obviously, the people actually close to them were very upset. Like, that's a normal, I think that's a normal American reaction. I think in Japan, that might be a normal reaction for celebrities, but maybe not for normal people.
いや、いまだにその、Try Guys の Ned、Former、浮気をした旦那さんは、旦那さんも奥さんもまだインスタグラムにポストしてない。
Oh, still?
Still.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so. I understand. And like, their situation's difficult because they have kids, right?
Right.
And I'm sure like, in Japan that's also difficult to handle, but I don't know, it's just like, it's such a...interesting difference. And like, the difference might not be as big as we're saying it is, but the fact that there is a difference, even though it's small, for me is surprising. Just because I've only really grown up with the American side of things. So seeing something different is interesting.
Yeah. そうだよね。まあなんかすごいバンバンバンって言ったけど、
yeah, yeah.
まあ結果的には日本とアメリカの浮気っていうトピックについての見方も違うし、対応 like how they treat it、対応の仕方も違うし、触れ合う like how they interact with it is very different、
Now, if you know American or Japanese culture pretty well in this like how cheating is kind of viewed.
Yeah.
And you're from a different country? Like if you're from like France or Korea.
France とかなんか厳しそうじゃない?
Like, I don't know.
Country of love みたいなこと。
Right, right. But maybe they love, they love many people.
Yeah.
Or like if you're Korean or Chinese or even Canadian.
Yeah.
Canadian is probably the same as America. But
I don't know.
I have no idea how other countries view cheating compared to America and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are from one of those countries, send us a DM and let us know like, oh, you know, Spain is more similar to America than Japan, or Italy is more similar to Japan than America. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So let us know.
Yeah. But, はい、今週のエピソードは日本とアメリカがどのように浮気をこう見てるのかっていう感じのトピックでしたが、いかがだったでしょうか。あんまりなんかね、うちらの意見なので面白かったかわからないのですが、もしあの私たちが言ったことに agree、賛成とか反対とかの意見がありましたら、ぜひうち私たちの E メールまたはあのエイブさんが言ったように SNS、Instagram に DM を送ってください。E メールアドレスは beingamericanizedjapanese@gmail.com で、Instagram はamejapa_official になります。先週もちょっと言ったかと思うのですが、ぜひあの私たち の, あのポッドキャストのレビューとかコメントなどお願いします。で、アンカーを通して聞いているあの皆さんにはあの Q&A みたいなセクションがあるので、ぜひそこもあの答えてみてください。というわけで今週のエピソードは以上になります。 Thank you so much for listening and we will talk again in our next episode. Bye.
See ya. Japanese American